Yeah, David Windsor, WINSOR. Patient's here in follow-up of his visit of last month. He's been here two times before this visit with some similar complaints. The first problem relates to his ear on the left side. He relates this back to when he developed a cold around the first of the year. He was coughing and congested. That has really improved, but he's left with a plugged feeling in the left ear, period. He is concerned about the possibility of an infection in the ear, period. It doesn't seem to hurt. It's not affecting his face or head. He is aware of some nasal congestion. He's used some occasional saline spray, but not a decongestant, period. Second issue is his neck. He has a really small area of discomfort that's where the occipital nerve leaves the skull, period. He finds that this area is kind of a low-grade pain, but then it spasms up and hurts much more for maybe 30 minutes or so. He'll have multiple attacks a day. He probably had six of them yesterday, a few less today, period. He's been to his chiropractor a few times, and he feels like his neck feels great right now, but he's still worried about having these problems, period. Currently, he is not symptomatic during this office visit, period. The pain does not radiate up the skull, toward the ear, or down the arm when it occurs, period. On examination, his vital signs are as noted. His left TM and canal are completely normal, as is the pina and mastoid. His oral cavity was clear. His nose had moderate to severe congestion with clear rhinorrhea, period. In relationship to the neck, when I palpate the occipital nerve root, I do not elicit the pain, but that's exactly where he points to the pain, period. His flexion, extension, and turning of the neck is definitely diminished for his age, period. He has good grip strength in the hands, symmetrical DTR. The neck muscles and upper shoulder muscles are normal. My palpation skin looks normal, period. Assessment number one, otalgia, left side, secondary to persisting URI, possibly mild allergy. I'd recommend you continue the saline spray and use some Sudafed as well, period. For the neck, I think this is some occipital neuralgia. I expect it's going to last for another few weeks, then hopefully it will spontaneously resolve. If it doesn't, he'll need some imaging of the neck. I suspect he has significant arthritis, period.